lovely, lovely jello.
You're listening to CJLO News. Two nights in a row of protest and celebration as members of Montreal's Arabic community and others celebrate the ceasefire announcements coming out of the Middle East. On January 15th, it was announced that a ceasefire deal was being negotiated between Israel and Hamas, which could see the end of a war that over the last 15 months has seen a massive amount of casualties and the displacement of 90% of the Palestinians living in Gaza. The ceasefire deal would see the release of Israeli hostages captured by Hamas on the October 7th attacks of 2023, and the releasing of many Palestinian prisoners, and 42 days of negotiation on next steps. The very night of that announcement, people gathered outside of the U.S. Embassy downtown Montreal, waving flags, setting off fireworks, chanting, and celebrating the possible end of the war. The tone was celebratory, with families hugging, dancing, drumming, and snacking on free food and hot chocolate. The next evening, on January 16th, another gathering took place at the embassy, with a march through the streets of downtown to the Consulate General of Israel. This march had a more political tone and a diverse range of participants. CJLO was on the ground speaking with different attendees. This is the voice of Rabbi Stern, a Hasidic Jewish man who was there celebrating the ceasefire with a group of about six other Hasidim.
God tell us not to kill and not to steal, and we come out to show for the world and it's not the name of all Jews and not in the name of the Almighty, in the name of the Bible and the Torah.
There was also a number of doctors present at the event representing the advocacy group Doctors Against Genocide Quebec. As part of the ceasefire negotiations, it is expected there will be a surge of humanitarian aid flowing into Gaza. This doctor, Sophie Zhang, spoke about the importance of medical assistance as things change should this war end.
I think they're going to be needing a lot of help as well in the future, rebuilding. I think that a lot of healthcare workers abroad can help with that, either from a distance, like already some initiatives have started where we've been, because the medical students in Gaza have not been able to go to classes, have, you know, the curriculum is completely suspended. So they've actually been tutored by doctors from abroad and things like that. So those are like really good initiatives. I think maybe like a lot of doctors will have to go to Gaza also to help train this generation of Palestinian doctors that have gotten their classes suspended.
There were many Palestinians and Palestinian Canadians at both events. This is the voice of Camille, who grew up in Gaza on an olive plantation. He left 6 years ago, but his parents, sister, and much of his family remain in the war-torn area.
Once the ceasefire takes place, you realize that, what's next? You know, you start thinking about what's your next stage? What are you going to do? How are you going to relive your place, your home, your friends? Like, you want to bury your loved ones. You don't know. You honestly don't know what's next. But nevertheless, it's still hopeful. Thinking about what's next versus about being stuck in the moment, it's still hopeful. No matter how ugly, how brutal it is, it's something to look towards.
Camille says he plans on returning to Gaza as soon as he can.
Our olive groves were completely destroyed. So the first thing that when I talked to him, I called him on WhatsApp on video, and his smile was cheek to cheek. He's old. He's a doctor, but he was raised to be a farmer by his dad, who was a farmer. And the first thing he said is like, I'm going to replant all those olives. I'm just waiting for it.
The situation changes hourly coming out of the Middle East. Here in Montreal, gatherings of many different groups are hopeful to see an end to the violence. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Welcome to Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Owen.
And I'm Josh. Hope you guys are doing all right tonight on this chilly Monday.
On this chilly Monday, we have a really special episode. Today is the late, the great David Lynch's, what would be his 79th birthday, and also our first episode since he passed on Thursday. So we're dedicating this episode to him, and we're going to be playing a lot of Lynchian songs from his films, songs he worked on, adjacent sounding things.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, a very tragic moment, you know, RIP David Lynch, but also I think a very fun opportunity to like do a good tribute to his life's work, because I feel like we often already kind of like try to capture somewhat of a Lynchian theme on this show. It's like often what inspires us.
Totally. Just a few weeks ago, we were playing songs from like the Fire Walk With Me soundtrack, and we played one of those Lynch originals that he made for Inland Empire. And I just remember like leaving the station and saying to Josh, "Oh, that was just like the perfect Psychic Ceremony vibe." You know? It's like what I strive for.
Yeah,
he just captures through film and music and interviews and every medium he's ever worked in. He was such a incredible creative, and it's a really devastating loss. But we have such a vast body of work from him across all these different mediums to enjoy, to love. So much to revisit.
Yeah. It's so yeah, we got like, he obviously has like a massive you know, audio kind of repertoire to draw from as well. Like the music of his movies are so iconic, and then we've also played some stuff from like his solo albums and albums that just have that, you know, Lynchian vibe. So yeah, we're gonna go for some of that today. It's yeah.
That first thing we played to kick off the episode was from the Blue Velvet soundtrack record, the beginning of Side 2. It's a little hybrid of Blue Velvet, the song, with Blue Star, which is an original that Lynch and Bad Lamenti made for the film. And then we let a little bit of the sound effect montage from the film play, which is after that on the record, which was pretty cool. I really liked it. Yeah, we're going to be playing a lot of Bad Lamenti stuff, a lot of Lynch stuff. Blue Velvet, I think, was the first David Lynch movie I ever watched. For me, I watched Twin Peaks at a pretty young age. I think I was maybe in like ninth grade, and I couldn't quite place my finger on what it was that I liked about it at the time. And then maybe a few years later, I finally watched a movie, being Blue Velvet, and totally loved it. What was the first thing you saw, Josh?
I think the first one I ever saw of his was Wild at Heart. They were playing at Cinema du Parc on Valentine's Day, like 2017 or 18, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you like that deep into like his like later kind of career, like there's such, he's really honed in on just this like weirdness that, if you've never, like, I had never seen anything of his before, and it just, like, I was like, what is going on? You know, you really like get this like this massive just like feeling of like there's all this stuff going on that I've never experienced before in a movie theater. And that movie's also, I think, it's very accessible. It's so funny. It's like, yeah, probably it's his movie that leans the most into comedy, which I think is really great. But then there's just those moments of like intense like darkness and anxiety that, like, you know, also I think only kind of come across in like a lot of his like later movies in such a like visceral way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that one's great. And then I think Blue Velvet was the second one I saw when I was tree planting. We watched in like a tent, which is maybe not the best place to watch it, but like, you know, it's just such an iconic movie. Then watched it like a year later again. I think it's so perfect. Dennis Hopper, as always, I'm obsessed with him. He's so fantastic in this movie, but everything is just like just top notch in Blue Velvet. And the soundtrack, of course, is like one of the highlights too, I think.
Yeah, it was I think the first collaboration between Lynch and Bad Lamenti.
Yeah.
And clearly just set the precedent for an incredible working relationship that those two had. And it was the beginning of so much more greatness that came from those two working together.
Yeah.
When the news broke the other day, Josh and I met up and we watched Lost Highway, which is probably my favorite David Lynch movie. I was really excited to share that one with Josh.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it before, and Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah.
In that movie, there is a really great Lou Reed song, him covering This Magic Moment. So I brought this CD in today. Found it at Renaissance just a couple months ago. Yeah. Really great soundtrack. Another Bad Lamenti.
Fantastic, yeah.
He did the score. And then there's a lot of great tracks on here from Bowie, Nine Inch Nails, Smashing Pumpkins. But this that we're going to play right now is Lou Reed's This Magic Moment.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other, until I met you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. See it by the look in your eyes. Sweeter than wine, softer than a summer's night. Everything I wanna have whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Forever till the end of time. So why won't you dance with me? Hey, baby. Why won't you dance with me? This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other, until I met you, and then it happened. You know it took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your eyes. Sweeter than wine, ooh, softer than a summer's night. Everything I want, I have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment. Summer's night. So please, baby, so please, save the last dance for me.
Maison presents Expo 88, a brand new three-day music and arts festival happening at Maison in Montreal, January 23rd to the 25th, sponsored by CJLO 6090 AM. Kick things off Thursday, January 23rd, with Brad Barr of the Barr Brothers, Hank Stream, and Peter Lannan. Friday, January 24th, enjoy a night of indie from The Fake Friends, Sunray Minor, and Amaryllis. Saturday afternoon, January 25th, relax with ambient soundscapes curated by Patrick, visuals by VJ Ollie, and an interactive art exhibit in the gallery. Then wrap it all up Saturday night with Frown Line, Hearts of Palm, and Fleeting Colors. Festival and individual day passes are now available. Get your tickets and more details at Maison_MTL on Instagram. Don't miss Expo 88, January 23rd to the 25th at Maison. ¶¶
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We're the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, January 27th at 6 p.m. for the fourth episode of Discordia. This will be the second part of the Netanyahu riot episode, wherein we continue to explore the clash and aftermath of Benjamin Netanyahu's scheduled visit to Concordia University in September 2002.
On CJLO 1690 AM.
Welcome back to Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. We are having, once again, a David Lynch special to celebrate his life and today, which would be his 79th birthday.
Yeah. The last track you heard was This Magic Moment by Lou Reed. That's a cover of a song by Benny King and the Drifters. We watched Lost Highway. When was it? Friday? Yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah. On the day he passed. And I mean, that soundtrack is phenomenal. I think All Picked by Trent Reznor. But yeah, that one in particular got me so fired up because I love the original song. And it just feels like when you get that like hum going throughout the whole track, it like really evokes the like just like the feeling of driving in a car, which is like kind of like what so much of that movie's about. Yeah. And you know, it's like it's like a slow motion bit where like Patricia Arquette's like getting out of this car and it just like, I don't know. I got so fired up.
I do just love, I mean, especially in Lost Highway, like, but across his whole career, like these motifs of like cars and roads and just this kind of mysterious, like where are we going? Atmosphere and just visual motif of like roads and traveling and cars and engines. I love it. And yeah, I think that this movie does it best. A lot of great driving songs, a lot of great driving shots.
Yeah. And I was, such a tangent. I was really trying to like articulate in my head why I feel like Lou Reed is such a Lynchian like artist, you know, like he has this kind of like, there's kind of this like pure nostalgia about him where he's like trying to capture like this like essence of like a rock and roller. Cause he's like, it's like all like pastiche for me. Mm-hmm. When I look at like Lou Reed's body work, he almost feels like he's a character out of a David Lynch film where he's like purely trying to capture this, like, I don't know, this like kind of like vibe that's kind of like ahistorical. Like he's just like mashing all these things together, to create like this, just this archetype of a guy who loves rock and roll and driving in cars. Anyway, so that song's awesome. On that note, we're gonna go into another track. I love to play Dirty Beaches, aka Alex Zhang Hungtai, on this show because he's kind of a Canadian Montreal like underground rock and now more like avant-garde legend. But his first album as Dirty Beaches Until Badlands is probably what he's best known for. It came out in 2011 and has a really iconic cover, I think. And like just feels like so inspired by David Lynch. And I don't know what their connection was. I like to think that David Lynch was a fan, but Alex Zhang Hungtai then later acted in Twin Peaks The Return, which neither of us have seen.
I'm saving it for a day that's coming soon.
Yeah, but like super cool to feel like an artist just like is so perfect for David Lynch, and then you're like, oh, they actually like David Lynch clearly knew of his work, which, you know, is perfect. And I don't know, this album is so cool because it just like samples all these like old 60s like, you know, Francois Hardy songs and stuff, and like to create this like atmosphere, this kind of like, you know, smoky like rockabilly crooner atmosphere. It just works so well.
This song in particular, I kind of wanted to play today because I feel like it's almost like a bit of an interpolation of Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
Just in terms of like its melody and whatnot. I think this is an incredible song.
Yeah.
Lord Knows Best from the album Badlands by Dirty Beaches.
Thank you.
That song you just heard was Shushu's cover of Packard's Vibration, which is from Shushu Plays the Music of Twin Peaks. They made a whole album covering the soundtrack from that show. Really awesome cover album. I think they still play a lot of those songs live regularly too. I know last time I saw them, they played Falling, and their version of that song is also incredible.
Yeah, I think I actually heard their cover of like Laura Palmer's theme before I'd heard the original, which is funny. But we were talking about how so much of their covers like feel like really faithful, like almost too faithful to the original. But then there's some that just have these like these moments where they do feel like very original interpretations.
Yeah, and have this real Shushu bite to them.
Yeah, but I like that a lot of them are very faithful, you know, because what I want to listen to a lot of the time just are the faithful interpretations of the original.
I picked this record up, I think, a few years ago. I found a used copy at Phenopolis or Sonorama one day. And I guess I just haven't opened the gatefold in a long time, or maybe I never did, but I just did and found out this record signed by the band, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, great cover album. Check it out if you are a fan of Shushu, especially if you haven't heard it. Yeah, the next song we're going to play is from the Inland Empire soundtrack, and this is a David Lynch original right here. He's singing the song. It's called Ghost of Love. It's incredibly haunting, and I really adore that movie, Inland Empire. I think that the soundtrack's top-notch. Of course it is. And this song is a real centerpiece, in my opinion. Yeah. This is Ghost of Love by David Lynch.
Thank you. should be trouble. My name should be woe. Oh, trouble and heartache is all that I know. I'm just a lonely, a lonely blue boy. Oh, there's my name. My life has been empty. My heart has been torn. It must have been raining the night I was born. I'm just a lonely, a lonely blue boy. Oh, there's my name. Oh, I'm so free of tomorrow. Oh, so tired of today. I say that love is the answer. Oh, love never came my way. I'm writing a letter to someone unknown. So if you should find it and you're all alone, well, I'm just a lonely, a lonely blue boy. Oh, that's my name. I'm just a lonely, a lonely blue boy. Oh, that's my name.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. That song you just heard was The Nightingale by Julie Cruz from the Twin Peaks soundtrack, music by Angelo Badalamenti, and words by David Lynch. All three of those people are now gone. Really devastating. Yeah. But yeah, really incredible track, of course.
Yeah, really gorgeous. Before that, you heard Lonely Blue Boy by Danzig from Danzig Sings Elvis from 2020. An album that got, you know, I think mixed reviews. That's probably my favorite track on here. But I love Danzig. He's got an incredible voice. I think it like evokes that, you know, that kind of like weird warbly quality that like... He feels like a character out of a David Lynch program. Again, like he's just a guy who wants to sing Elvis, and he's doing what he's always wanted to do, which is singing Elvis. And I got to hand it to him for doing that. and then before that, you heard Ghost of Love by Mr. Lynch himself.
Yeah. His voice works so well on that song. It's so eerie, so bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of sashaying, swung time with the brushes on the drums.
Yeah.
Feels very Black Lodge. Yeah. Awesome song.
Yeah. and is there any other non-film material by David Lynch that you're a big fan of?
Oh, man. I haven't read his book on, what is it, meditation?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to read that eventually. I mean, I think a lot of his paintings are really incredible. I like the one that's like man who was shot 0.9502 seconds ago or whatever. I saw a photo of that one today and was reminded how awesome that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a little like comic of his like pop up on Instagram. It was like the angriest dog in the world or something.
Oh, cool.
He's really funny. I mean, not funny. Like it's just weird, you know, which is what I would expect. Yeah, his meditation book. I would like to read. Everyone's ordering it at the bookstore. We got like 15 copies on order. It's like everyone wants to read it now. But seems captivating, you know.
David Lynch also had this music project. I think it might have been called Black Box or Blue Box. I was considering playing a track from that. There's one full-length album he did, and it's a collaboration with somebody else. I don't think David Lynch sings on it, but it's all his guitar work.
Interesting.
And it's also really cool. Maybe if we have time today, we can squeeze a song from that in. But yeah, sure. Very, very evocative of the, as some may say, Lynchian vibe. but it works really well. I think it's a cool record. It's from the early 2000s, like 2001 or 2, I believe he did that.
Yeah.
But yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. What were we going to play next? I completely forget.
Up next is a song from a local legend we also believe could be a character in the Lynchian universe. This is Sorry by Bloodshot Bill. He's an absolute legend. This is from his record, Psychobilly. After this, we're going to take a little break and we'll come back with a few more Lynch songs to round out this episode. Don't touch that dial.
Thank you.
Fuck Off Festival is back in Quebec City from February 14th to the 22nd for its 11th edition. This grand celebration of emerging and alternative music will make the city come alive with over 100 artists. Come and discover exciting new music, including performances by You Do Right, Kaya Hoax, Marie Celeste, and Chung. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is PHOQUEOFF.com.
Mwahaha! I found the perfect time for evil! Mondays at noon!
Oh no, you don't!
What?
That time is reserved for the angelic tracks of indie past.
No!
Ha! I showed him! Mondays at noon are safe with REVC. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
funny how secrets travel. I start to believe if I was to leave, pink sky, the man changed his hands, held high. Cruise me beyond, cruise me, babe. A blonde leaf beyond, beyond, beyond. Blow me down, no return. So cruise me baby on. And the rain sets in, it's the angel man. I'm deranged. Cruise me, cruise me, cruise me baby.
This one's a no.
That was I'm Deranged by David Bowie, which plays in the title sequence of Lost Highway, as I said earlier, my favorite David Lynch movie.
Yeah.
Really cool song. That's from his 1995 record Outside, and that track is produced by Brian Eno.
Yeah, we just found out.
Fun fact of the day.
Yeah, both saying how we got to like go through some 90s Bowie a little bit more. It's just... there's so much there.
Don't let the album covers fool you. There's good music.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks like we're coming up on the end of another episode of Psychic Ceremony.
Oh, really quickly, before that David Bowie song, we played Sycamore Trees from the Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me soundtrack.
Yes.
Which is sung by Jimmy Scott. That soundtrack, that movie, absolutely sinister.
Yeah.
Really great stuff.
Yeah, the kind of like re-recording of the Twin Peaks theme is like so good too. But yeah, that song is just so haunting. Lyrics written by David Lynch, of course. Yeah, anyway, check it out if you haven't already. Yeah, anyway, once again, thank you for listening to us. And as we do our little tribute to David Lynch, his work, you know, it's just the tip of the iceberg, I think, in terms of the quality of his stuff. And you know, I know Owen is like mega fan, but like even myself, I feel like his work inspires so much of like what we try to capture on this show.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
So it's always there.
We're gonna close out with a song from Cindy Lee from the great 2020 record. Or wait,
we actually haven't picked one.
Play?
You know what?
It's up to you.
Play Cindy Lee so much on the show because, you know, she's one of my favorite artists. Perfect CanCon segment whenever I'm like, I don't know what to play, you know? So sometimes I feel like a cop out. But it's like every song is worthy of play. I think we should do this one.
Yeah.
Just for Loving You, I Pay the Price. I think this might be actually my favorite Cindy Lee song of all time. It just has these like gorgeous synth chords that just feel so overbearing. Anyway, thank you for listening tonight. Stay tuned for In the Garage up next.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, this is Just for Loving You, I Pay the Price by Cindy Lee on her 2020 album, What's Tonight to Eternity.